You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Molly Wood. If you're active on Instagram or Pinterest, there's something you may have noticed there a lot. Flowers and florists. And I'm not talking about your standard bouquet, like some red roses or brightly colored daisies. These modern and digitally popular arrangements are lush and wild. Some of them feel like a pre-Raphaelite painting. And this aesthetic has serious business implications for the global floral industry. Deborah Needleman wrote about it for T Magazine, and she spoke to Lizzie O'Leary.
So let's say that you send me a modern floral arrangement like the ones that you have written about. Can you describe what it looks like to me?
Yes. So the contemporary florists have kind of opened up the vocabulary of what you can put into a flower arrangement. So it can be anything from herbs, vegetables, weeds, but also really beautiful garden flowers, things from the roadside. They've really opened up what is beautiful and what is acceptable to be in a flower arrangement.
What's behind this change? You know, how did we go from my kind of old-fashioned understanding, you know, a box of red roses, to these wild and kind of Shakespearean-looking arrangements?
They are quite wild, these new arrangements. And it's interesting because I think it's a sort of powerful movement that has the potential to change the floral industry, but it really happened by accident. The proponents of this movement are largely women and largely young women, and almost all of the ones I've spoken to started off in the floristry industry because they had a friend getting married and they offered to do the flowers. And then a friend of a friend, and someone saw it, and the next thing they knew, they had a business. And these are really sort of young women who are looking to kind of have meaningful lives and live a bit closer to nature, and they've really come into the business by accident, but are actually sort of taking it by storm and transforming it.
At the same time, it seems like there's a change in sort of the, I guess you could say, supply chain going on here, that we're not talking about, you know, at least in this movement, mass-produced flowers that are moved from one continent to another. It's different.
Exactly. And it's really comparable to what happened with the food movement. It's really the same idea. And obviously, local flowers grown without loads of toxic pesticides and fungicides isn't perhaps as important as food because we don't ingest flowers. But similarly, it means that we're using flowers that are grown in America, so we're creating more agricultural land and jobs and decent wages. And most interestingly, to me, we're using flowers that are simply more beautiful, that are tied to a season and a place and are more fragrant. Because one of the interesting things about shipping flowers around the world is in order for a flower to be able to be shipped for a week in a box and live outside of water, they are bred to be very long-lasting. And fragrance is really the first thing that goes, because if you think about it, it's sort of metabolically taxing on a flower to create fragrance. So it's quite analogous to the food movement.
What is the role of Instagram in all of this?
Instagram has really been able to transform the industry because people see how pretty it is. And so there's that kind of lifestyle envy that has drawn so many people into the industry. But more importantly, it has the power to make a trend take hold and to change the market. Because before, things would happen in isolation and you could have a trend, but it wouldn't be so widespread. And now, because the florists and the farmers are working together, they can change a trend so quickly and change the marketplace. So if an influential florist uses a, say, rusty-colored ranunculus, which is a sort of trendy flower of the moment, they can have their flower farmer grow them, and they can create instant demand for it. So it's really just exponentially changed the market.
You know, when we talk about the people doing this, you're saying they are mostly women. They seem to me to be largely kind of white millennial women in this very specific bit of culture. Does this translate beyond them, or is it still sort of a niche thing?
I think that's a really good question. And it is really true that, unfortunately, at this moment, it is a very sort of white trend. And I think It is quite small. I mean, we're looking at the imported flour industry is a $7 or $8 billion industry. And the locally or American grown flour industry is a $500 million a year industry. And it still really is in its infant stages. So it really is about weddings and big events. And I think the next step is where it broadens out into not just flower arrangements, but the flowers that we buy at our supermarkets. And it becomes a much broader, less kind of elitist phenomenon.
Deborah Needleman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.